And I am intentionally redundant because most of the times our minds have been fed so many negative things until we have to keep hammering away at the false concepts with the truth until our individual consciousness accepts the truth and we are set free. I say, whatever good you want, get full of the feeling. If you want to be healthy, and you don't have to be sick to pray the prayer for health, if you want to be healthy all of your days in this dimension, in your consciousness, in your own mind, entertain the thought, the belief, the feeling of health. Get full of the feeling of health, and that will keep you healthy. It will heal you if you're sick.
Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
Hello everyone, so welcome to another episode of the Kinetic Fitness Show. We have a very exciting and special guest today. We have Lauren Tittner with us, who is a social media entrepreneur, fitness and business entrepreneur as well. How are you today, Lauren?
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm great. It's really great to have you on board. I know you're very busy and your time's precious, so I appreciate your time.
No, I appreciate you having me on. It's cool to have a chat, and I'm excited to see what's going to be asked today.
Yeah, we're just going to go with the flow, a bit of a freestyle kind of podcast, and see where it takes us, and see what kind of rabbit holes we go down, and what kind of wisdom comes out of it. I'm excited.
Yeah, no, awesome. Let's do it.
Brilliant. The first thing I want to do is I want you to give the listeners a bit of a backstory about you. So, who is Lauren? What do you do? Where are you at right now? And tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do and your backstory.
Yeah, for sure. So hello to everyone who's listening. So my name is Lauren, as you said. I'm a 21-year-old entrepreneur. I live in a place called Surrey in England. And pretty much what I do is, my main focus is selling online courses. So I help entrepreneurs build their personal brand. And then I also have another course coming out where I'm going to be focusing primarily on the fitness industry, because I found that pretty much everyone, I'd say 90% of the people who have been enrolling in my courses and buying my online products have been fitness focused. So I've decided to make a course that is going to be called Online Fitness Business School, that basically teaches people how to build an online fitness business. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm much more the business side of things. I used to focus on kind of helping people with their fitness goals. So I've sold almost 2,000 ebooks, retailing at around £40 each. So I've been doing a lot of online business for a while. I've just been trying to see how I can create as many different income streams for myself so that I can impact the lives of as many people as possible, really. Because for me, it's about just truly helping people. And I really like helping people on their business, because if I'm helping them on their business, it kind of has this ripple effect. Because if I then can help someone build their business, then they can help all the people that their business is helping. So it's been really fun for me. I'm really into marketing and all that type of stuff. And then I've been doing Instagram content for about 4 or 5 years now. I have a YouTube channel and a couple of podcasts as well. So for me, I'm pretty much a content machine. That's what I'd like to say. But yeah, I'm just into tons of different things. So I'm always trying to focus as much as I can. I find it very easy to get distracted. And that's a big thing for me. It's like, okay, I've picked one thing, let's go all in on that rather than trying to do 10 different things, because it's the whole jack of all trades, master of none. So now I'm really just trying to, I suppose, become the master of personal branding and online business.
Brilliant. Love it. That's great. And lots going on, but it's good that you've got a focus. And I guess the underlying foundation for you is helping people. And that's the same for me. And that's massive that you can touch so many people through online and the medium of online branding and social media to reach far more people than you could do, I guess, one-on-one. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And that's why I want to help personal trainers do this, because if they build an online fitness business, then they're going to be able to help so many more people and just change the lives of so many more people. And in turn, they're going to be able to make more money, really.
Yeah, for sure. That's, I guess, one of the main reasons why I started doing my podcast as well, is to reach out to more people and share health and well-being and fitness tips to the masses, rather than just being able to focus on the small market of what I've got here in Nottingham. So, yeah, the more people we can reach, the better. Happy days.
Agree, definitely.
Right, what I wanted to dip into a little bit is, I know you've mentioned very briefly your where you've come from and your backstory, but I know a little bit more from following you on Instagram and following your YouTube and also reading your website that there's more to Lauren than meets the eye. And what I really wanted to focus on is some of the struggles that you had in the past. And can you tell the listeners a bit about what you struggled with as a teenager and where you've come from to get to where you are now?
Yeah, for sure. So ever since I was around 6 years old, I have suffered with anxiety, but this was really triggered and made worse after I lost weight in a really unhealthy way. So I was around 14 years old. No, actually, a little bit older than that, probably 16. And I don't know, it's just that kind of age where all my friends would always be saying, oh, I just want to be skinny. And like everyone would just use this word, skinny. And so it kind of happened in my year in school. It was quite sad, really. Like, a ton of people came up with having eating disorders, and it literally rubbed off on everyone, even the thinnest of people in the year who didn't even need to lose any weight. And so naturally, I got kind of sucked into this whole thing. I lost weight in a really unhealthy way. I was bullied for my weight when I was younger. The boys in my year actually called me Mackie D's because, like, my forehead was shiny as well. Just because, like, you know, when you're going through puberty, you get a bit of shiny skin. I never had spots or anything, but yeah, I just had shiny skin, so they called me Mackie D's. And yeah, I lost this weight really unhealthily. I was doing cardio every single day. What I would do is I would wake up, I wouldn't have any breakfast, I'd then go to school. My school finished at around 4:30. I think it was 4:15 actually. I wouldn't have eaten anything up until then. I'd then go to the gym, so I'd walk to the gym, that'd be about a 20-minute walk. And back then I didn't even think of that as like being steps or anything, you know. I just kind of thought of it, you know, just walking to the gym. I'd then go on the cross trainer, the equivalent of 500 calories, which took me, and I always made sure to enter my body weight in there, so I'd like enter however many kg I was to make sure that it was quote unquote accurate. And so every time I'd be burning this 500 calories, having eaten nothing, I'd then get home at around 6:30, and I'd have a Heinz tomato soup with 3 rice cakes and maybe a bit of cereal if I fancied it. So obviously this wasn't healthy. I was eating 300 calories a day, which is just, like, when I think about it now, it's shocking, but it seems so distant from where I am today. It feels like it's a totally different person, you know? Oh, and one thing to note, actually, I would always have steamed vegetables as well. Courgette and mushroom and aubergine, that was what I would have steamed. Never put in a pan, not even with oil spray, because I thought that it would reduce the micronutrient content of my food so much. So yeah, that was that. I obviously then started having really bad panic attacks because I would feel dizzy, and that would just trigger a panic attack, and it would just be this really bad cycle where obviously I was doing my GCSEs and I wouldn't be able to last the whole day in school. And my school was like a very high achieving school, and I was aiming to get really good grades, and somehow I still managed to get like all A's and A stars, but at the time I have no idea how, because I was literally just being paralyzed by my mental health. And so, yeah, like, fortunately, I managed to get into weightlifting, because I remember my auntie would always be, like, saying, oh, Lauren, why do you never eat all this stuff? She would kind of do it in a jokey way, but it made me start to think, God, like, I need to do something about this because of these panic attacks. This is really bad. I can't live my life like this. I can't achieve all the great things that I want to achieve if I'm paralyzing myself like this. So yeah, I googled how to gain weight in a healthy way, and everything that popped up was lift weights. So I got into weightlifting, and I mean, I'm not gonna say it was a rapid thing where I suddenly fixed all my problems at once. That's by no means the case, and I still today, like 5 years later, I still suffer from anxiety to a degree. It's so minimal now, but it still happens. Like, sometimes I'll still feel a bit panicky, but I know how to control it now. Mm-hmm. But I mean, over time, everything got better and better, and I started just feeling more myself again. And there's been tons of other stuff, you know. I've worked jobs that I've hated, if you want to go down more of the business type stuff, but that's my fitness journey, I suppose.
Yeah, we will touch on that in a little while, because I want to talk about some of the methods that you use further down the line. But let's just keep with this topic for now. Why do you think people struggle so much with like that weight fluctuation, and also I mean, anxiety and like weight gain, weight loss, rapid weight gain, rapid weight loss, they sometimes go hand in hand. And why do you think that that's a problem for so many people?
It's funny that you mentioned that, because the other day I was listening to one of Tim Ferriss's podcasts, and I was talking about psychedelics. So, you know, like LSD, yeah. MDMA.
I've just finished reading. Sorry.
That came up. And, oh, by the way, I'm not saying that I ever took any drugs. I did not take any drugs. I'm so against that. But the reason why it came up is because in the podcast about psychedelics, they were basically talking about pretty much how anxiety, depression, OCD, there was like a couple of other mental health issues are all pretty much like the same. They're not obviously the same thing, but they are the same thing. They just express themselves in a different way. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because you just mentioned, like, why do you think anxiety and weight loss, weight gain and all that stuff relate? I mean, it's obviously because they've now found this thing that everything seems to relate, and when you're not happy with your body, it can make you depressed, and it's really sad. And, you know, obviously something interesting that they mentioned on the podcast was like, and I've heard someone say this before, but I'll repeat it here. I don't know who ever came up with this, but it was like depression is basically when it's about the past, whereas anxiety is like about worrying about the future. Depression is worrying about the past. And so I think it's like kind of relates to that. It's like you just aren't happy with the present. And I think this is why gratitude is so important. And it's really important to be mindful and practice mindfulness. And because if you can do that, then you can remain happy about the present, and you're not constantly worrying about the past or worrying about what's going to happen in the future. And that's something that's been massive for me, because it's just trying to take yourself back to the present moment, because you can get so caught up in what could be or what has been. But if you can remain happy about what's going on right now, then you're going to get so much more fulfillment from life. So I don't really know if that answered your question.
Yeah, no, it does. And it's funny you should mention about the psychedelics, because I've just literally finished reading James Fadiman's book, The Psychedelic Explorer's Guide. So,
oh, no, wait, that's yeah. So interesting. Isn't it fascinating?
Yeah, it is. And it's don't you think as well, the more kind of you go down these journeys and you start connecting with certain people, that you find that everything's linked, like...
common things. I mean, I would never personally try that myself, just because of the fact that I have anxiety. So, like, as much as I want to try it, like, I could never. Like, it's funny, I don't even take, like, any ibuprofen or anything, because, I mean, it's, as I mentioned, like, this anxiety thing, there's certain things which, like, you know, nootropics, the supplements that are supposed to like invigorate your brain and like open up your brain, the thing that Limitless is based off of, nootropics. Like I've got some in my house because this company sent me some, and I really want to try them, but I'm too scared, so it's never gonna happen.
Cool. So what can kind of the listeners and people that are kind of suffering with some of the problems that you maybe suffered with in the past and are still kind of are ongoing, what can they do to make changes and get themselves on the right track to a healthier mind, healthier body, healthier spirit? What would be some of your key tips and things that people could take away to put into practice
For sure. So firstly, if you're suffering really badly, you need to go and see someone to get some help. Now, I've seen people in the past, and I'm not gonna lie, like, I think I've seen a few different people, and it's about finding the right person. Even if it's just talking to one of your friends about it, but you can't leave it inside. Like, seriously, I mean, yes, journaling is good. Yes, meditating is great, but there's nothing better than actually talking to somebody about it. But I think that the thing is, like, kind of you just touched upon it there, but just like you have to train your body, you also have to train your mind. And when you realize that, then you're going to start to be able to, you know, improve these problems that you may be struggling with. But I'm not going to lie, like, I'm no expert on this, so I don't really want to give any advice that I may not be qualified to give. So I think it's just important at this stage for me to say, go talk to somebody about it who is maybe qualified, or at least someone, one of your close friends, and then, you know, adjust accordingly depending on how much you're suffering.
Yeah, for sure. What techniques did, other than weight training then, like, what did you put into practice straight away to kind of make it in inverted commas, paradigm shift, so to speak? Like, what was, other than the weightlifting, what else did you kind of put into practice to make big changes?
It was literally just the weightlifting for me. There was nothing else. So this was when I was about 17, 18 years old. And it was just constantly educating myself. I'm a massive nerd and, like, I love to learn. And so I was just constantly reading everything I possibly could around, like, weight training, nutrition. More than the whole training side of things, I became extremely fascinated in nutrition. And obviously, I don't really talk about this now because I'm focusing on business content. But I was literally reading, like, articles and articles every single day, listening to so many podcasts. And so I never read books, but I read scientific journals. I read blog posts by, you know, people like Brett Contreras, Lam McDonald, like the guys that showed up by science, all that stuff. And I just became, like, extremely fixated on it, and I was just constantly educating myself, and I found that the more I learned, the more that I just wanted to, you know, the more I realized, like, okay, I want to go down this healthy living route. And then I definitely went way too healthy to a degree where I was, like, clean eating and all that stuff. It was definitely a form of orthorexia looking back, but then I think honestly, there was no pivotal moment. It was like over time I just began to learn more and more, and I was just willing to be open-minded and just to just kind of accept new ways of doing things, try different things, and I just like would increase my calories slowly, and that was it really.
Let's touch on the business side of things then. With you're obviously pretty big on social media, particularly Instagram, YouTube, and what I find from your posts, particularly on Instagram, is they're always positive. And you're obviously, with a big following, you're impacting influencing quite a lot of people. How do you balance that, like keeping it positive all the time, but not your posts not being kind of borderline, not negative, but like giving the wrong impression? Do you know what I mean? Because people are always flicking through Instagram and we're kind of bombarded with our a selfie in the mirror, or do this exercise, or eat this food. Like, how do you keep it so that you're keeping people on the right track, so to speak?
For sure. So something I ask myself every time I post to social media is, what value is this adding to my target audience? And because I'm primarily trying to target entrepreneurs or people who perhaps want to become influencers or want to build an online business, I need to think, okay, how is this piece of content going to add value to those people's lives? And typically I'm one of these people where I really like to educate, and I like to, it's not motivate, because I always want to give actionable steps, but I like to just give this kind of mindset that is positive, because it's just how I am. Like, you know, I don't see the point in being a glass half empty type person when you have the opportunity to live your life as a glass half full type of person. Like, seriously, what is the point? It's going to use the exact same amount of energy to be one or the other, so why not choose the positive one? Because I can tell you now that that is going to get you way further in life. So I guess that's it for me. It's like thinking, okay, how is this going to add value? If I'm being negative and pessimistic, then that's not going to be adding value to people's lives, and it's just going to make me look like a negative and pessimistic person. Of course, I still show my struggles, and I would say I do this more on YouTube just because it's easier to do. And funnily enough, I have a video going up later today about how I just lost like 10 grand because I invested in some leggings that I wanted to sell to my audience. Because they really wanted them from me. You know, I literally have spent like pretty much a year creating these leggings, like designing them, and I actually started looking into it about a year and a half ago now. And so obviously I've lost a ton of money, a ton of time, a ton of effort, but I'm gonna turn this into a positive story, because I don't want people to prevent them. I don't want people to like not pursue things that they want to pursue just because I failed at something. And I'm just such a true believer in the fact that you never lose, you learn. And so anything that's negative in life, like, you can flip it around and turn it into a positive thing and like a learning journey and a learning process.
Definitely. I 100% agree with that. I always try and think of the positive side. Even if it's a negative situation, you can always flip it around and make it a positive. So that's brilliant that you're doing that. That's great.
Yeah, it's so important.
Okay, let's talk about your kind of let's say, average day. What does a day look like for you in terms of going about your day, creating content, etc.? How does it work, and how can the listeners take some tips away from you to try and, if they do want to go down this journey of being an influencer or using the internet and online as a tool for them to grow and develop, what does a day look like for you?
Yeah, so I guess for me it's a little bit different because this is no longer my side hustle. It's my full-time thing. I don't just obviously make social media content. Some people, I think, may think that, but I actually see myself just much more as like an entrepreneur than maybe an influencer. I see myself as kind of, you know, I have an online business and I also do social media marketing for quite a few companies as well. So I kind of do that stuff, but I don't necessarily talk about it all the time because it's maybe not interesting content. So my day, and the reason why, like, is because if I was to make a YouTube video about my day, like, people would probably find it kind of boring because I'm literally sat in my office all day. I wake up at 6, so then I have a morning routine, and I made a whole entire YouTube video about my morning routine, so maybe I can send you the link to that if anybody is interested in that. But a morning routine is so critical for anybody who is actually serious about, you know, being successful. Honestly, everybody, like, there's no two ways about it. So yeah, I definitely recommend checking that out. So then after I've kind of done my whole morning routine, what I do is, like, I literally start working pretty much straight after I get out of bed, so it's never any later than 6:30. But that may sound crazy to some people, but it's because I split my work up into different units of work, and then I prioritize them. So I'll do my first and most important unit of work in the beginning of the day so I can get it done pretty much before anybody else has woken up, before anyone's sending me emails, so that it's literally done. And it will take me anywhere between 30 minutes to an hour and a half. And then after that, I'll go for a walk where I'll be listening to business-focused podcasts that are related to a topic that I'm trying to learn about at that period of time. So, for example, I'm doing a webinar tonight on the day that we're recording this. So recently, I've been listening to podcasts all about webinars, just so that I can, you know, be at the top of my game for that. It's like just-in-time learning. So I'm making sure that, like, I'm learning something only when I need it, if that makes sense. So rather than trying to learn about, I don't know, a membership site, because I might want to be doing one of them in 2 years, rather than learning about that then, I'm going to learn about that in the future when I actually need it. So that's kind of what I do. Then I'll come back and then I'll just literally just keep working. And then I'll work until around 5:30 when I'll go to the gym. And then I get back home at like 7:30, I'll eat dinner, and then I'll just do some more chilled work in the evening. I find it really hard to switch off. I can't switch off, actually. It's something that I'm working on, but what I try to do is, like, it's more of like an all or nothing type mentality, and it works for me. It won't work for some people. Some people would rather do a little bit every single day to get them closer to their goal. I personally just like to, what I like to do is, like, go all in on my work and then go on holiday, like, so that's how it works for me, and I can do that. I have to beauty of being able to do that because I've created this freedom for myself through online business. And when I'm on holiday, I'm still working, don't get me wrong, but it'll only be like 4 or 5 hours a day rather than like however many hours I do at the moment. And as time goes on and as my business becomes more and more automated, then it's something that I'm going to scale back so that I can just start, like, kind of, rather than just working by myself the whole time, maybe doing like joint ventures so that I'm doing it with friends and it's a bit more fun. Well, it is fun to me, but like, so that it's a bit less lonely, I guess. But for anybody who's kind of doing this as their side hustle, this is going to be a lot more relatable because I think, you know, I'm like 0.5% of the population where I have this, created this freedom for myself. But just because I'm here now doesn't mean that you can't be here in the future, you know, like, it's so possible. And it hasn't even taken me that long because, like I've said, I've been educating myself. I've been just putting in the work. I haven't been afraid to invest in courses, invest in coaches and all that stuff. So that's the thing. I mean, I would say, like, don't be afraid to invest in yourself, because investing in yourself is investing in your business. And if you're interested in actually scaling your business, you've got to invest into it. And this is something that so many people are afraid to do. They're like, oh, I can't invest in my business because I don't have enough money for that right now. But tons of the people that I know who have been the most successful in their businesses have literally gone and got a credit card so that they can pay for a mentor. And they're, you know, sometimes, yes, you know, I wouldn't advise doing that. But sometimes it might be the one thing that you need to do in order to start taking it seriously. And it's crazy because I got a message from a girl the other day who did one of my courses, and she was like, Lauren, I've just had my first 5K month this month. And I was like, that is absolutely amazing, because she was like, I haven't even finished the course yet and I've already had this. And like, she's already earned back 5 times the initial investment. So the moral of the story here is, like, you're going to earn back the initial investment, right? No matter what it is, as long as you actually take the action that's being taught. And I think a financial attachment to something often, it forces you to take that action. Like, I know for sure I've been given stuff for free in the past, like, whether it's a course or whether it's just a random product, but I value it so much more when I've had to actually invest in it. So that's the thing. And then when it also comes to kind of building maybe your social media profile or your online business, then you need to focus on providing valuable content to your target audience consistently. Like, posting once a week on Instagram is not good enough. You've got to be posting every single day. There's a fine line between quality versus quantity, but I think anyone who's doing, you know, relatively high quality at scale is going to win more so than the person who's focusing on the perfect quality, or the person who is doing the, like, the mad quantity but, like, the crappy quality, if that makes sense. So all of these things are important. There's so many different factors, but it's all about knowing who you want to help. And then when you know who you want to help, you can then pretty much, like, reverse engineer the whole process in order to help them and in order to just become, like, the top of mind person within your niche.
Yeah, that's makes sense. It's brilliant, that is. I'd say two things to take away from that are action and consistency, aren't they? Like, you've got to take the action. If you decided that you want to go down this route of being an entrepreneur or doing a side hustle or creating an Instagram page, you've just got to go and do it, haven't you? Rather than procrastinating and worrying, just take the dive and give it a go. And then also, like you said, doing it regularly, being consistent. I think a lot of people, they do it, don't get where they wanted to straight away, and then they give up. Whereas if you just go that little bit extra, then you build that snowball effect, don't you, and get to where you want to be.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's such a snowball effect. And people, you know, it sounds really far off now to some people, but your first 10,000 followers is going to be the hardest. But, like, it's not literally about followers, like, it is about impact. And even if you've got this really specific niche, if you've got 100 people following you who are truly engaging with your content, who love everything that you're doing, then that's going to be, you know, that's going to be setting you up for life, like, because that's all you need. You don't need a bunch of people following you. I think that that's what's a really important. I could talk about this all day, honestly. So, yeah, that's what's important.
Yeah, definitely. There's something in Tim Ferriss's Tools of Titans book where it says about the 10 biggest fans. If you've got 10 people that just buy everything that you do and like everything that you do, then that's all you really need. You don't need that huge following. You could have massive.
Yeah, exactly. So he got that from Kevin Kelly.
That's right.
So
yeah.
Kevin Kelly made a blog post called 1,000 True Fans. And so it basically talks about how you only need 1,000 fans to have a really good income for the rest of your life. But honestly, like, I would say 100, like, as Tim Ferriss says, 10 maybe. It depends what you're doing. If it's 10 people, then you're going to have to be off making sure that you're offering a high ticket thing. But the thing is, when you have 10 true fans, they are going to be willing to invest that money into you. So that's it, really. I mean, like, you know, obviously the more people that you are going to be in, if you want to impact and sell to more and more people, then you're going to have to be offering, like, lower ticket items. But this is why it's so important to have a value ladder as well, no matter what it is that you do, whether you're an online fitness coach, whether you're an in-person fitness coach, like, you're a part of your ladder could be online fitness coaching at a cheaper rate, you know. So it's about thinking about who you're trying to help, what would they be interested in buying, and what are all the different things that you can offer to them.
Yeah, that makes sense. 100%.
Awesome.
Right, if you could give the listeners, or just somebody in general, three kind of key tips they could do, not just in relation to their business and being an entrepreneur, but just three things that are going to make their life better on all planes, on physical, mental, and spiritual, like, what kind of three things could you narrow it down to people? What would you say to make an impact on their overall well-being, so to speak?
listen to a new podcast every day that relates to something that you're interested in, but also
listen to mine and Lauren's podcast.
Huh?
Listen to mine and your podcast.
Exactly. I have a new one coming out soon, actually, called the Millennial Air Podcast, which I'm excited about. But anyway, so yeah, listening to podcasts, honestly, that has changed my life so much. It's not just that I learn so much, it's also that it just gives me a new perspective on life, honestly. Like, oh my gosh, seriously, I just, obviously you're listening to this podcast now, but if it's something that you don't do regularly, you need to make it a regular thing. Honestly, even a daily thing. I know when I have days when maybe I'm on holiday or something and I don't listen to a podcast, like, I don't know, it just, I don't feel as good in the head. Like,
yeah,
I can't explain how much it has helped me, like, so much. So that's the first thing. Second thing is the morning routine, like, that is just so valuable. Third thing, I guess, is journaling. Journaling's really, really helped me. So focusing on three things that I'm looking forward to that day, three things that need to get done that day, and then at the end of the day, I'll come back to it and I'll look at what I've done well, what I can improve upon for the next day, and all that. And then I suppose, like, I mean, just like another thing is just realizing that you literally can create a life for yourself that you love. And people are always like, follow your dreams and all this rubbish. Yeah, like, it sounds stupid and cliche, but it is actually possible. Like, even though following your dreams sounds stupid, like, I think it sounds so ridiculous, but it is possible. And I would never have thought that this, I would have been able to have created this life for myself. Look, I've worked the 9-to-5 corporate job and these jobs that I hate, and there's no difference between anyone who's succeeding online. Like, there's no difference between Oprah Winfrey and you, right? The only difference is that she took action and she wasn't afraid to get her hands dirty and she wasn't afraid to put in the work. And I think that's the biggest thing. Like, you just can't fear the work. You can't fear what other people think about you. You can't fear failure because, as I mentioned earlier, you never lose, you learn. And these things are going to teach you. And sure, at the beginning, it might be really, really hard. But I can tell you now, as time goes on, it gets easier and easier and easier. So that's what I would say.
Great tips. And pretty much, in fact, all of them I do. And
awesome.
Especially the one thing I really want to point out to the listeners is the journaling. That is huge. I started doing this last year and it's made a massive difference to my just everyday life, because you start to pick up on patterns of things that you might be doing well and you can keep doing those, and then things that maybe are bad habits and you can kind of work on those and improve them. So the journaling is a big thing, and it doesn't have to be a 20-page diary every day. It can be just a few bullet points, 5-minute journal, and it's, you're good, aren't you?
Exactly. No, definitely, for sure. It's amazing.
That's brilliant. What else? I think we've got most of the stuff that I wanted to cover today. Can you just maybe, I want to finish with two things. The first thing I want to finish with is, what would you say in the last kind of, I don't know, 2 to 3 years, what's the one best result that you've had personally yourself? And that can be anything. It can be business. It can be life. What's the one best thing that you've had?
It's launching my Impact Through Influence course, because I've now got dozens and dozens of people doing it. And it's just amazing to me because it's just opened my whole entire mind up and just like literally open up so much to me about online business and how I can truly help people change their life. Like, it's really cool to me, like, being able to help them on their fitness and stuff, but I feel like I can help people to a much better degree when it comes to actually living this life that they really want to create for themselves. And so, like I mentioned earlier, you know, when one of my students, Tara, messaged me the other day saying that she'd had her first 5k month in her whole entire life. She's like 27 or something. And that was just amazing to me. And look, it's not because it's about the money or the money that she's earning or whatever. It's about the fact that that has literally created so much freedom for her. She was saying how she's cut her PT hours down in the gym from like 40 hours a week to like 15 hours a week. And I'm just, oh my God, I can't even tell you. The success stories that I've heard from these students is like, it just, oh, I have no words. Like, it's so amazing to me that through the things that I'm putting out, like,
you're changing lives, basically, aren't you?
Sorry
to interrupt you. You're changing lives, basically, aren't you? That's what, at the end of the day, that's what it all boils down
exactly.
to.
Exactly, and it's just so exciting, and it's just cool because I've been in that place where I've worked these jobs that I hated, and to be able to help people break free from that, it's really cool to me. And to be able to help, like, once they've broken free from it and they maybe are already self-employed, it's then about helping them scale so that they can impact more lives. And it's just this ripple effect. So that is definitely it for me, but not just because, you know, it's been a really successful, massive launch for me where I've obviously been able to generate a lot of profit, but also because of, I just think, you know, profit that, and like money is like a byproduct of the value that you're putting out into the world. So that's it really. Like, it's really cool for me because it obviously shows that I'm adding so much value to these people's lives.
Yeah, definitely. One thing I wanted to quickly backtrack on and point out to people is you was mentioning about the difference between those people that go and do it is like that, just that giving it a go and consistency and putting the work in. But one thing I think that's really helped me personally, and I know it's helped a lot of people, it probably helped you as well, is just thinking literally what's the worst that can happen. And I think when you look at things that way, you can just go and do whatever you want, really, because if you think, well, what's the worst that can happen, then you can't go far wrong, really.
Yeah, no, exactly. I totally agree.
Brilliant. Two last things then, Lauren. The first thing is, where can the listeners go to find out more about you and what you do?
So I'm at Lauren Dickner all across social media. So I'm on YouTube, I'm on Instagram, and then I have a podcast called The Business Meets Fitness Podcast. And then also, by the time that this is up, I have the Millennial Air podcast as well. So yeah, that's me.
Perfect. Website as well, you've got your website, haven't you? Is it laurentickner.com?
Yeah, so I have laurentickner.com. So that's where I kind of sell like the Ultimate Guide to Tracking Macros and like a couple of workout ebooks. But if I'm honest, like, my main website now is more Impact Through Influence because I'm focusing more on selling the online courses. So yeah.
Cool. Right, I always like to finish my podcast with a favourite quote, and this can be one of your own, it can be something from somebody else, something that motivates you, inspires you, something that you live by. Just leave us with a favourite quote.
You never lose, you learn. Like I mentioned earlier, it's so important, I think, so yeah.
Perfect way to end it. That's brilliant. Thank you so much for your time, Lauren. I really appreciate it, and let's keep in touch and keep moving forward. And I wish you all the success moving forward.
Definitely. Likewise. Thank you so much for having me on today. And thank you to all the listeners for listening today.
Brilliant. Thank you.
See you later. Bye.
There you have it. Episode 11 completed of the Kinetic Fitness Show. Great to hear from Lauren there. She's absolutely killing it with her online business and smashing social media to pieces as well. So do go and check out her personal pages at Lauren Tickner. That's T-I-C-K-N-E-R. As always, if you need any further help with your health and well-being, with business, with nutrition, with food, do not hesitate to get in touch with us here at Kinetic Fitness. My personal Instagram is Ali_Kinetic, and Kinetic is K-I-N-E-T-I-K. You can also go to our Kinetic page on Instagram and Facebook, which is Kinetic, N-O-T-T-M. And also, there's more information about who we are and what we do over at our website, which is kineticfitness.co.uk. That's it for this week. Have a great week, and I will speak to you again next Wednesday for another episode of the Kinetic Fitness Show.